Imperfect Mellow by Susie.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Imperfect Mellow podcast. It's me, Susie, and I'm finally recording after taking, I think, a couple weeks off. So let's start off with talking about endings, or like when you have to say goodbye to something, or, you know, endings in general. Endings are so difficult for me, but even though endings could be hard and it could bring up a lot of different types of emotions, I feel like it's also a good opportunity to kind of do some self-reflection and just think about all the things that led you up to that point, right? Up to this transition, up to this, right? Like ending something, starting something new, or maybe starting something that you were already doing. And so I haven't posted it much on social media, and so I wanted to wait until I recorded this podcast episode to share. And so I recently actually resigned from my position at Kaiser. For those of you who follow my social media, you guys may have seen I was working at Kaiser, just teaching classes, things like that. And then I actually ended up resigning, putting in my 2 weeks notice the day before 4th of July. And I actually ended up going back to my Kaiser job. I mean, my county job where I was working at before. And so if you all have been followed my social media, you guys know I was working with county with the law enforcement program where we go out and we do like evaluations and stuff like that on people. So I actually ended up going back to that. And so this past week was actually my first week back. And so, yeah, I've been kind of going through some transitions myself. But let's talk about just kind of knowing, right, when you're in an uncomfortable work situation, really. So uncomfortable work environments, supervisors, right? Or just the work that you're doing in general. Like if you're in a job and you just don't feel like you're, I don't know, like feeling fulfilled or you're not really feeling challenged, it's okay to leave. Okay. It's okay to leave. It's okay to look for other opportunities where maybe you do feel like, I don't know, like you like that job more, right? To keep it simple. But yeah, I do want to talk about the uncomfortable work environment. And so I'm not trying to throw shade or anything or, you know, talk bad upon anyone, etc. But working at Kaiser is just like a completely different environment, I feel. And so while I was working there, I was able to see just kind of like the difference with working there and working in a county agency. And so working at Kaiser, it kind of felt like I was working in a cult, sort of. Like everyone is just literally so Kaisered out. And I remember hearing that when I first started, you know, people would warn me and or jokingly warn me, right? Like, don't get Kaisered out. And I was like, I won't. And so I didn't really know what they were talking about at the moment. But after working there for almost a year, now I see what they meant. And so I remember initially when I first started, I noticed like everyone was just so like proud to be employed there. Like just literally everything was Kaisered out. And so they just have different ways of doing things where I literally felt like every minute of my time while I was working there, like had to be accounted for. I don't know, like it just really just different things. Like it wasn't even just that, but I started feeling to the point where I didn't look forward to going to work. I just felt this pressure on me, like I should be doing something, or like I was going to get in trouble for something, like I don't even know for what. But, you know, just kind of that feeling when you're feeling on edge and you just don't know why. And so when it got to that point was when I knew, like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know if this is for me, you know, working in this company or hospital. And at the same time, I was missing my old job, you know, the job that I had with county, you know, working alongside, you know, law enforcement, whatever. I was kind of missing it, you know, I had no issues with that. Like, and so there were moments of regret, like, you know, did I make the right decision? Should I go back? And if you've ever been in that situation before where you like quit something and then kind of regretted it, you know how hard that could be. Like trying to make that decision to go back, how to go back. And so I actually ended up reaching out to my old boss and just talking about the situation, and he rehired me. And we just, yeah, this past week was my first week back. And so it sucked. Like asking for your job back is not easy. And so it definitely takes a lot of courage, things like that, because it's like, okay, you quit, right? But now you want to come back. But now I'm glad that I did. I'm glad that I did. And this past week was pretty cool to just see everyone, and everyone was just so nice and so welcoming, and, you know, no questions asked, you know. And so I just feel good. I feel happy. I have no regrets at this point. And so sometimes things don't go as planned, and it's okay, right? Sometimes things don't go as planned. And when it doesn't, it could be frustrating, it could be disappointing, it could be overwhelming. But just remember, life's unpredictable. And there's some things that we just can't anticipate, or we just don't have control over. And so don't feel bad if you made a plan and it just doesn't work out, or just something doesn't go the way that you planned for it to go, right? And so it's okay to change your mind, and there's no explanations. You don't have to explain things to anyone, right? And so just kind of learning to let things go is the key. And just learning from your experiences, for sure. And I know it could be hard to even deal with something not going as planned, because I feel like, you know, we're afraid sometimes to make mistakes. Like, we want everything to go perfectly. And so if something doesn't go as planned, it could be really hard. But that's completely normal. Sometimes things aren't going to go as planned, and that's okay. And so it's okay to feel disappointed. It's okay to feel upset. But dwelling on it won't change anything, right, of what has happened. And so you kind of just have to accept it. Accept it, right, when things don't go as planned, and just focus towards finding what you could do about it. Like, what are some possible solutions in this situation? And so I did. And so I decided to go back to my job, to my old job. And it's been great so far. So sometimes you just have to do it. Who cares what other people might think? And it's not like it was easy. For me, it was hard. Like I said, like, I was like, oh my gosh, what are people going to say? What are they going to ask me? Like, oh my gosh, how embarrassing, blah, blah, blah. But then I actually spoke to one of my friends about it. I was like, oh my gosh, I miss my job, you know, like a while back. And so she said something that just really, I don't know, like, it just got me in that right mindset. And I was like, you know what? You're right. She said, who cares? Who cares what people think? Like, they're not the ones paying your bills. And that just completely hit me. I was like, oh my gosh, you're right. Like, who cares? Like, they're not the ones that are living my life, right? They're not the ones that are working in a job that they don't like. Well, I don't know, but they're not the ones working, right, at Kaiser. And They don't know what's going on. Like, they're not living your life. And so who cares what other people think? And so that, yeah, that kind of just hearing my friend tell me that is just kind of what made me go, okay. And so anyways, I put in my 2 weeks notice. And so something really interesting happened during my last week at Kaiser, or my last day, I should say. So my last day was on a Friday, and I only worked 8 to 12, because that's, you know, I was only working part-time there. And so that was my Fridays. I worked an 8 to 12 schedule, so I was only there for 12 hours. And they worked me till the end, by the way. I taught a class that day. And so I had a full circle moment. So in the middle of all this craziness, like me feeling nervous, me feeling scared, anxious, embarrassed, you know, all those feelings, right, which are completely normal. In the middle of all that came a reminder. This full circle moment happened. And that just completely changed my attitude from that point forward. I was like, you know what? I am exactly where I need to be in this moment, and it's okay. And so when we're talking about full circle moments, what does this mean? So a full circle moment, it's kind of like an experience or an event, something that happens that brings us back to where we started. And so it often feels meaningful. It could kind of give us this feeling of closure in a way, a realization of personal growth, things like that. So it's pretty much like something from your past coming to your present. Something from your past coming to your present, where it all kind of just makes sense in that moment, if that makes sense. And so I had a full circle moment on my last day at Kaiser, which I haven't shared. I think I only shared with like a couple of people. And that just completely, yeah, it just made me, like, I knew at that moment, like, you're doing the right thing. So anyways, during grad school, I did my first year of grad school for my social work degree, I did an internship with Kaiser, actually. And so I was an intern, you know, it was my first year of school. I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I think my first day of my internship, they had us see clients. So I saw my first client. I did an assessment, you know, asking her all the assessment questions to figure out what her diagnosis could be, you know, things like that as a mental health professional. And so I was complete, like, I didn't know what I was doing. And so I remember, you know, my supervisor at the time sitting in front of her, you know, to go over the assessment and all the work that I had done. And I remember reading her, you know, all my notes and everything. And she asked me, oh, so what diagnosis are you going to give her? Like, what diagnosis do you think this is? You know, just based on her symptoms and just everything that was going, she was presenting with. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know what diagnosis. And she's like, it sounds like anxiety. I was like, oh. So yeah, that's how much I didn't know what I was doing at the time. I was a first year intern. I didn't know what anxiety was, like what the symptoms of anxiety were, you know, nothing. Anyways, so I had that supervisor, and my supervisor during my first year internship, we didn't really have a close relationship or anything like that. And it wasn't, I'm not like, you know, throwing shade at her or anything like that. It's okay. Like, we're not going to build relationships with everyone that we encounter. You know, we're not going to get along with everyone. Like, sometimes you're not going to be friends with people, and that's fine. And so in that case, like, we weren't really close, not in a negative way either, but I was just always like a very, I guess you could say, quiet, and I'm still am, a quiet kind of shy person. I keep to myself a lot. especially in work situations or internship situations, especially if in places that I don't know what the heck I'm doing. And so all of that combo, right? And so compared to the other interns at the time who were all very talkative and outgoing and bubbly and, you know, probably trying to make a good first impression, or I don't know, compared to everyone else, I was more of like the quiet one who kept to myself and just, you know, tried to do my work, didn't volunteer much, you know, things like that. And so because of that, like, I didn't have a close relationship with my supervisor. It was just very to the point, no conversation really, things like that. And I remember at one point, I think when I was applying, when I started applying to jobs after I graduated, I needed like some employment verification or something like that. And I actually contacted the supervisor and I was like, hey, you know, would you fill out the, or would you verify my employment? Or I don't know. Well, anyways, like her response was something like, oh, well, I'll just verify the dates and that's all. Like, I'm not willing to provide any other info. Like, it was just very cutthroat, kind of like a very weird response. And so anyways, yeah, like I just never reached out to her after that or anything. So anyways, our relationship wasn't positive. And so on that last day at Kaiser, I was going up the elevator, you know, to go back to my office after I finished teaching. I was kind of like all in my head, you know, just, it was my last day and I had stuff to do. And, you know, I was just kind of like foggy brained and not paying attention to anything, like just kind of anxious, I guess you could say. And so when I got to the elevator, I bumped into that supervisor. So on my last day at Kaiser, I bumped into my supervisor from when I did my first internship from grad school. And so when I saw her, it was like a familiar face. And so I was kind of happy. I don't know why, what happened. But when I saw her face, it was like if I was just seeing someone that I already kind of knew. That's kind of how it felt. I didn't feel like awkward or like scared or anxious or anything. Like, I just saw her and I was like, hi, like, you know, I'm like smiling. I'm like, hi, how are you? And she smiles and she's just like, I'm good. But then she looked kind of confused. And I'm like, oh, wait. And I'm kind of said it out loud. I'm like, oh, wait, you don't remember me. And she starts looking at my name tag. And I'm like, well, I'm, you know, so-and-so. I was like, I did my first year internship with your program. So then she's like, oh, my gosh, like, wow. And, you know, that's great. And so she's like, you should come to speak to our interns and talk about your journey, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, you know. It was just very short, by the way, because we were both waiting for the elevator, but the elevator got there right away. So we hopped on the elevator and we were both going to the same floor and we were just kind of like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then we just kind of walked our separate ways. So it wasn't like we talked for a long time, but yeah, I bumped into her and that after speaking with her, it was just this full circle moment where I was just like, oh, my gosh, like, I feel good. Like, I am where I need to be. And so even though, you know, I was feeling anxious, I was feeling just a bunch of different emotions, like unsure about what the heck I was doing, like quitting my job, going back to my old job, you know, just a bunch of different emotions. And in that moment, I was just like, you know what? I'm good. Like, I'm where I need to be right now. And just, it was just such a positive experience, I feel, in that moment where it was just this kind of realization that, wow, you have grown so much from that first freaking internship where you didn't know what anxiety was. Like, look at everything you've done up to this point. And so, yeah, it was just this really beautiful full circle moment. And I was like, you know what? I'm good. Like, wow. Like, I proved that supervisor wrong, or, you know, like, I just felt good. And so if you're ever feeling unsure about what the heck you're doing, if you're ever feeling anxious about whether or not you're doing the right thing, or just trust the process. Just trust the process. Trust your journey. You are where you need to be. You are where you're meant to be. And everything happens for a reason. Everything that you are going through right now, everything that you're experiencing right now, is just preparing you for where you need to be. Okay, so just something to keep in mind is just go with the flow. Just go with the flow. And you are where you need to be. There's no right or wrong. And so making lessons out of hard situations, making lessons out of difficult situations, just reflect on your experiences, and just trust yourself, I feel, at the end of the day. You're doing things for you and not because of what you feel like you should be doing. You know what I mean? Like, just do you and trust yourself. So, yeah, those were all just some of the revelations that I've been having the past couple of weeks. It's been crazy. I left Kaiser on a Friday and I started my county job on a Monday. And so it's been crazy. And who made up these 8-to-5 schedules? Who decided that we're going to have a 5-day work week with 8-to-5? Like, that's crazy and that's intense. Like, this past week, I worked Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. And oh my gosh, it was the worst experience. Like, I cannot do that no more. Like, I was literally dying by Friday, by Wednesday. You know what I mean? So it was really hard. So if you have an 8-to-5 job and you work Monday through Friday in person, yeah, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself, because I don't know how you do it. It was like super hard. But yeah, thank you guys for coming on and listening to this craziness for my past 2 weeks. And I hope you all remember to take care of yourself and just take some lessons from my experiences and what has been going on with me these past 2 weeks, and just trust the process, man. Trust the process. Thank you all so much, and hopefully I'll record more soon. I'm trying to be more organized, so I have like a little list in front of me with podcast notes and, you know, things that I want to touch on. And so hopefully you guys liked it, because before I was just recording with no notes, no nothing. So I was just kind of winging it. And I tend to like mumble and just, yeah, stutter a lot. And it's like a little like mumbling. And so anyways, thank you all for tuning in. If you did listen and you made it up to this point of the episode, I appreciate you. And I hope that you like this episode. If you know of anyone that is currently going through any transitions or just thinking about switching jobs or, you know, anything like that, make sure to share this episode with them. And I will talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye. Hi friends, thank you for listening to this week's Imperfect Mellow podcast episode. Remember to like, subscribe, and give us a 5-star review if you enjoyed this week's episode. You can also follow us on social media, on TikTok and Instagram, imperfect.mellow.therapy, and visit the website imperfectmellow.com for more blogs, podcasts, resources, and other fun stuff. And don't forget, we now have our awesome mental health merch on our website. We have t-shirts, hoodies, and a bunch of other really cute stuff. Go ahead and check it out. Talk to you soon and be well.